You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
Our God is good, and all the time. The parable of the Good Samaritan for me remains the best. The best because it speaks to me particularly about the need for us to treat one another just as human beings. This one parable is a classic for all seasons. We know it so well, and sometimes because of our familiarity with this parable, we tend to take it for granted. And we allow the meaning of the parable to slip by. And so today, dear friends, I'd like us for a moment to pretend that we're actually hearing this parable for the very first time. The parable is about life. It's about our relationship with God. It's about the work of His grace in the life of every one of us. The characters to note in this one parable include the Samaritans, the Jews, the Pharisees, the thief or the robbers, the lawyer, the priest, the Levites, and of course, the Good Samaritan, Jesus Himself. Each of us seated here today finds a reflection of one or two of these characters in our lives. And I think if we can hold the mirror before our eyes and sincerely ask ourselves, where do I fit in? Am I a good Samaritan? Am I a priest? Am I a Levite? Am I a thief, a robber? Whatever it is, let us sincerely be able to go back home and say, I think I fit into this based on the description that we find in this beautiful parable. To be able to show an appreciation of the parable, it's nice that we try to provide some sort of background. It helps our understanding of this beautiful parable. Jews and Samaritans were traditional enemies and hated each other. In fact, they never see eye to eye. The Samaritans were descendants of Jews who stayed behind in Palestine when the Babylonians sacked Israel in the 6th century before Christ. And so they intermarried with pagans and so lost their pure Jewish blood. In addition, they combined pagan practices with Jewish practices. To the pure Jews who remained so while in exile, by refusing to intermarry, the Samaritans were seen as mixed breeds. They were the deplorables of society, the despicable ones, and worse, they were seen as pagans. And so they built their temple on Mount Gerizim in direct competition with the Jerusalem temple. And so the Samaritan is the perfect outsider. By race, they are half-breeds, they are invaders, they are thieves and heretics. And so the parable is set as a dialogue between Jesus and a lawyer who uses the most famous soundbite. And he asks the simple question, "Master, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" This question is in our minds, in the minds of every one of us. We want to know ultimately, when our time is spent, where am I going to be? This is precisely what the lawyer did ask. The lawyer is more interested in word games than in the truth. He is more interested in all of this. But Jesus exposes his narrow and sectarian worldview. The lawyer, in my mind, represents every one of us. When we come to God or to people seeking to justify ourselves, our inertia, our self-righteousness, our self-sufficiency, and our secret, deep-rooted anger and snobbishness on grounds of race, religion, culture, class, or even orientation. On the other hand, there is the wounded Jew who falls into the hands of brigands who beat him up and left him half dead. They left him half dead on the side of the road, exposing him to all elements. Who are the ones left on the side of our roads today? They are the former prisoners, seeking love and affection. They are the asylum seekers and refugees roaming our streets in search of better life. They are the OCJ kids in foster homes. They are the addicts who have been conquered by their addictions. They are those men and women on our streets who basically have no one to show them some love. All can be helped to their feet and to carry on in life through the help of every one of us here. We can partner with the Knights of Columbus and different charitable organizations to be able to provide some sort of care, support, and show them love. And there is the contrast between the Samaritan and the priest and the Levite. They are automatic insiders to the group, but oblivious of their neighbors. They know the law and the prophets, and they know that they have a duty to serve the community. The Samaritan is generous enough to see the wounded Jew as a good neighbor. He ignores the long history of enmity between his people and the Jews. None of that is of interest to him. He doesn't care. Jesus is the ultimate good Samaritan. He is our ideal spiritual guide who shows compassion and takes practical steps of giving first aid by bandaging the wounds, pouring wine and oil, lifting him onto his mount, and takes him to an inn to be looked after. And guess what? No one is being inconvenienced. He is not concerned whether it was a Jew, a Gentile, black, dark colored skin, brown, white, blue, soldier, or a victim. No, none of that matters to him. He saw in the man who was injured a human being. He is moved to compassion for all in need. His heart goes out to those suffering at the hands of others. He knows what it means to be an outcast, to be rejected by his own people and in danger at all times of being victimized, even to death on the cross, like this man on the side of the road. My dear friends in Christ, the road from Jerusalem to Jericho is dangerous and passes right through our homes, right through our parishes, our schools, our places of work. The Jericho Road is any place where people are robbed of their dignity, their material goods, or their value as human beings. It is any place where there is suffering and oppression or extremism. The Jericho Road may also be our own home, where we take care of our aged parents, spouses, and even our own children. We may find our spouse, children, or parents lying wounded in bitter words, scathing criticisms, or even more. Blatant forms of verbal, emotional, or physical abuse. Therefore, Jesus invites every one of us to have hearts of love and show our love and mercy to others who are left hurt, who are maltreated on any of the Jericho roads. Jericho of road of life, as the Good Samaritan did. It is the action of love, not the boundaries of sectarianism, tribalism, racism, social status, cultism, or other barriers that establish some sort of boundaries on our way to the kingdom. The story of the Good Samaritan is not about how to treat others in a passive sense. No, it is about treating others in an active way. It is to draw out that the call to inherit eternal life is the call to love others. And this is an intentional act of reaching out to others in need. And the question then becomes, how far can we reach out? And from how far away can we accept the reach of love? We are to be caring and compassionate. The story calls us to examine our attitudes and our tendency that tries to make God in our image and likeness, instead of letting God restore his image and likeness in every one of us. The barriers between God and humanity had been turned down, and the result is that the barriers between peoples must also come down. And that is the essence of the story of the Good Samaritan. This story challenges us on many levels. The inclusiveness of everyone as our neighbor, the way we can pass by human needs, and how the most rejected people can respond positively. It is a story of how many of us escape tragedy under our noses, and how many suffer because of the cruelty of others. It is mainly a story that asks us to respond as actively and positively as we can to all human need. As good Samaritans that we all are, we may also once again be challenged to offer our time and gifts in service to members of our parish community by enlisting to serve in one or two of the many ministries in our parish. The ministries are also avenues of encounter where we touch the lives of our brothers and sisters, where we may be able to bandage the wounds of our brothers and sisters who are in need of our care and our love. The parable of the Good Samaritan is our parable, and we trust the Lord to make us vessels and turn our hearts towards Him, our community, and the less privileged. I end with a joke. Are there any Jewish people here? Let me see their hands up. Any Jewish man or woman here? No? So I'm safe then to tell this story. An old Jewish man standing on a crowded bus. A young man standing next to him asked, "What time is it?" The old man refused to reply this young man. And the young man moved on. The friend to the old man who was just standing beside him, sensing something was wrong, asked, "Why were you so discourteous to the young man who was asking for the time?" The old man answered, "If I had given him the time of day next, he would want to know where I am going. Then we might talk about our interests. If we did that, he might invite himself to my house for dinner. If he did that, he would get to meet my lovely daughter. If he met her, they would both fall in love. And I don't want my daughter marrying someone who can't afford a watch." I like to sing a song that speaks to the scene of the Last Judgment. The story summarizes precisely the events when we shall come before the Lord on Judgment Day. "Whatsoever you do to the least of my people, that you do unto me. When I was hungry, you gave me to eat. When I was thirsty, you gave me to drink. Now enter into the home of my Father. Whatsoever you do to the least of my people, that you do unto me." I like the next one. "When I was weary, you helped me find rest. When I was anxious, you calmed down my fears. Now enter into the home of my Father. Whatsoever you do to the least of my people, that you do unto me."
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.